Welcome. Thank you very much, and I really appreciate the opportunity to come before you today and give you an update on the Mississauga Summit. I'm going to be joined, my name is Brian Crombie, I'm a co-chair of the summit. I'm joined by Shelley White, co-chair of the summit and present CEO of the Peel United Way, Yuli Krull, professor at University of Toronto and member of the post-secondary task force, and he's going to present the post-secondary big idea. Deanna Pleury, who is a CEO of a local biotech company that's going to present, and a member of the Mississauga Works Task Force who's going to present that one, and Michael Spaziani, an architect in Port Credit and a very ardent member of the Waterfront Task Force. So what we'd like to do in the next 20 minutes or so is just give you a quick background overview of the Mississauga Summit and the five big ideas that we announced publicly 2 weeks ago at UTM. Our vision is a meeting of minds charting a brave, bold future for Mississauga together. And as you know, because many of you have been a part of the summits of the past, the summit started in 2007. We had over 200 people in attendance. We came up with 18 big ideas. We worked with your city staff to narrow it down to four that we established task forces on. We staffed those task forces with over 120 people. And those task forces have worked for the last 24 months, 1 day, 2 days a month, and have developed an incredible amount of research to back up these ideas that we're going to present to you in between 3 or 5 pages. If you want more detail, please ask questions, and we'll send over to you very long and involved presentations if you want any of that background. But today we're just going to give you the top ideas. We've had over 1,500 people involved in different summits. We've had 4 big summits over the course of the last 5 years. We've had 2 small summits, culminating in the summit that we had 2 weeks ago at UTM. And as you can see here, what we want to do is chart this brave, bold future for Mississauga, not to in any way, shape, or form replace any of the great work that you do, but to provide some ideas to you from the community as to what people involved in the community think that they could do to further Mississauga. And we're also going to present some specific asks to you. And so 2 weeks ago at UTM, we had, as I said, over 500 people, and Professor David Wolf from U of T and Mayor Nenshi from Calgary came. And what they did is they started out by really presenting to us an opinion that civic engagement can change a good city to a great city. And I think that's one of the things that you, Madam Mayor, and the balance of your council have done with the strategic planning process and allowing the summit and lots of other things with the city to occur, which is getting citizens involved. And these citizens came out and heard these two presentations and got excited about the importance of civic engagement and the importance of these five big ideas. And the big ideas received very positive response, and the asks that came out of that that we'll now run through with you are, first of all, to establish and fund a waterfront development corporation as soon as possible in your 2012 budget, such that that waterfront development corporation can be at the table involved in the Lakeview visioning process that we understand you're going through. Second, to establish and support a Mississauga Innovation Leadership Alliance that I think you've already had a presentation from the Rick Center in regards that will be the spur to innovation and entrepreneurship in Mississauga. Third, to financially support a innovation center or an accelerator center that we've called a go-to hub that will be a center for entrepreneurial innovation within Mississauga. And fourth and fifth, to support the neighborhood and diversity inclusion initiatives that I think you're already supporting and you would are really pertain to maybe the region of Peel more than this council, but you're already very actively supporting. Anyway, those are our 5 asks for you to consider today, and now I'll turn it over to Shelley White, who will take you through the first 2.
Good morning, Mayor McCallion, okay. Members of Council, and guests. So I am presenting two of the big ideas in lieu of individuals who can't be here today. The first one is the neighborhood development idea, and the chairs of that particular committee are Jerry Townsend from the Living Arts Center and Anita Stalinga from the United Way. And this idea emerged from the Human Service Task Force. And the big idea is to bring together those key organizations in our community who are working on neighborhood development. So the Region of Peel, the City of Mississauga, some corporations, the United Way, etc., the UTM, and pull us together to develop a coordinated plan where we can strengthen neighborhoods in Mississauga, improve the quality of life by ensuring access to things like food and housing and employment and safe places to recreate and play, and bring in supports into those communities that support people of all ages, and bring residents together and ensure that the residents are leading the development of the programs and services that are needed and facilities that are needed in their community to enhance their resilience and ensure that they're thriving. Our approach to this work is that it will be a bottom-up approach to engage neighborhood residents to identify the needs and actions needed in their own neighborhoods. And what outcomes are we looking for? That local resident leadership will be identified, developed, and supported. Residents will be more connected with each other. We'll have increased capacity and opportunities for social inclusion. We'll increase the economic capabilities of individuals and residents. They'll be connected to existing resources. The residents will be able to advocate for their own needs. Solutions will be implemented in partnership with funders, service providers, community stakeholders, and residents. And ultimately, all neighborhoods in Mississauga will be vibrant and resilient. So that's the neighborhood development idea. We've already started to have some meetings to discuss this, and we're confident that this is going to proceed in a coordinated way. The second big idea is around the Center of Excellence for Diversity and Inclusion in Mississauga, and the two co-chairs are Ram Dangel, who is a Mississauga resident and an executive with RBC, and the other is Harry Mann, who owns a law practice in Mississauga. He's quite active in the community. He's a lawyer and a new immigrant himself, and so they are co-chairing this particular initiative. The initial work was co-chaired by Dr. Colin Saldana and Julie Pahar. And so the issue in our community is we have, and this is diversity from the broadest sense of the word. It includes ethno-cultural diversity, but also diversity with respect to age, gender, sexual orientation, ability versus persons with disabilities, etc. So it's really the broadest sense of the word of diversity. And what we want to do is improve access to services, promote social inclusion, labor market access and inclusion, credential recognition, employer readiness, diminish racism, increase civic participation and leadership, and overall increase people's quality of life. The vision for the Center of Excellence for Inclusion and Diversity is that Mississauga is a welcoming and inclusive global city that creates opportunities for full engagement of all of its residents. And the tagline is, Mississauga includes you. So the next steps are, we know that the city of Mississauga in its strategic plan has a belong pillar. What does that mean? What are the objectives and the initiatives under that? Engage leaders from across Mississauga, from all different areas, to be involved in this initiative, set up a council infrastructure, and then finalize the action plan and outcomes. Thank you.
Billy Krull.
Morning, Madam Mayor and Council. Glad to be back again. This is the connection piece to the RIC Center presentation that was done a few weeks ago. The first slide. This is a very wordy slide. It is one that's intended to carry a few messages. What is it that we actually require in the community? What is it that we're doing right? And really, what is it that we're doing wrong? And where can we actually create a leadership position for Mississauga to leap ahead of the competition, if you will? If you take a look at the words on these slides, you realize that as we look at the job market for the future, as we look at how individuals, in a sense, are going to be educated simply to become citizens in our community, over two-thirds of the positions that will be available really require some form of post-secondary education. And post-secondary here meaning not just the university, but also college, apprenticeship training, specialized training to be able to drive forward an agenda. And it's not just an economic agenda, it's a quality of life agenda. Other municipalities around the world, of course, are already investing in this. The mayor has indicated, in fact, at the RIC meeting and a few others a few weeks ago, that as the Economic Development Office is looking at companies, visiting companies, there already seems to be a shortfall in certain areas of trained individuals. We know that we're already lagging, and we have to address that. And the question is, how do we address it? We have to get back into the college and university system and the apprenticeship system and really ask, are we training for the jobs of tomorrow, as opposed to training for what we had anticipated people to indicate as a need in the past? And of course, the economy is moving quickly. It's moving forward so quickly that it's very difficult to decide what tomorrow's training will be. And what it involves is really creating an innovation agenda at the end. One has to think of where technology is going, of where the community is going, of where the community needs are. And underlined in the very last bullet point, you'll see something called the culture of innovation. That's something that I spoke about a few weeks ago. It's something that we need to indoctrinate in our particular community. And it's not just to drive the commercialization, it's to drive the quality of life issues. What was presented a few weeks ago was a report from Hickling, Arthurs, and Lowe. And this was a report done for the Research Innovation Commercialization Center. And it, in a sense, focused on a number of value propositions, probably summarized best as saying a talent-based approach is the place to start. One recognizes there really is an opportunity in Mississauga because of the networking that takes place to take individuals with leadership in the sense of innovation, build this leadership innovation alliance that Brian has already mentioned, this MILA, and use it from the standpoint of building out the connectivity between the various educational arms of post-secondary, reach into the school system, even in the primary grades, and stimulate some thought process that goes beyond the idea of can I create something to can I actually implement it. And it's the implementation component that really is the innovation aspect. And these are the things we want to bring forward. We think we can do it under these particular building blocks from the standpoint of both creating a connected community and people, and then you're going to hear in a moment about creating a connection hub from the standpoint of a physical site for that to take place. And so what we're looking for is, if you will, priority actions. Starting point is to build this group of innovators that is recognized as innovators and not necessarily representing innovative companies, representing individuals who have an innovation track record from large companies, small companies, government, academia, wherever they sit, to actually drive forward this particular initiative on the basis of their experience and their Rolodex, their connectivity in the community, and allow that particular group to work on this go-to hub, allow that group to focus on cluster development, to be able to reach out to the schools and actually drive this process. We're now working UTM with the Sheridan campus to talk about programming. I have to rush back to the campus and thank you very much for accelerating the agenda, because we're just putting in place our Institute for Management and Innovation proposal, which will launch in a couple of weeks' time, and we have to finish that particular proposal now to be able to move that forward. So these things are staggered in time. They're coming together very nicely, and as I say, this is a presentation that really connects to Rick and some of the other aspects you're going to hear about in a moment. Thank you.
Yeah, along with, really, by the way, the co-chairs of that committee were Eva Lieberman from Mary Kay and Anthony Wensley, a professor at UTM. Now the jobs.
Madam Mayor and Council, it's my pleasure on behalf of the co-chairs, Brian Crombie and Sheldon Leiber, to present to you the big idea from the Mississauga Task Force. The big idea really is, and it sort of follows on the recommendations from the Howell Report and what Uli just touched upon, which is the creation of a physical hub that will be a magnet to attract the various stakeholders that we need that will help to build the technology companies and the companies of the future that will drive our economy. These hubs have a tendency to maximize collisions between stakeholders and stimulate great things happening between people. The next slide. So the critical elements for these hubs, we've studied a number of them across Ontario, Canada. We visited a number of them. I've worked with them. They become focal points for us. It would be a focal point for commitment that Mississauga makes to the innovation process, a physical location that people can identify with. It will be a go-to meeting place that is something that came out of the Howell Report, where the business community wants a place where they can go for mentoring support, funding talent, talent support, and networking opportunities. There are numerous various support services that are available, and for young companies starting out, it's really quite a dizzying array sometimes. These hubs act as a concierge service to help them find their way through these minefields. And connecting innovators to first customers, the hubs that work really well in our community are those that help those early stage companies get that first customer, whether it's government, whether it's academe, whether it's another business to business, or whether it's our hospitals, depending on the technology. Next slide. So the co-location of service resources drives efficiency and effectiveness. It serves as a home for early stage companies, and it's a training ground not only for entrepreneurs that come out of our community because they may be serial entrepreneurs, but it also is a training ground for student entrepreneurs who think they have an idea and they want to become the next Facebook. So next. Our call to action is, again, consistent with the MELA report and what came out of HAL, is to use MELA and the business leaders to participate in defining and launching this innovation center, and also to create some pilot programs in the meantime that will help to increase the collaboration between the innovators and the companies in our community. Thank you for your attention.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
I'm Michael Spaziani on Waterfront. Our original co-chair was Jim Tovey prior to being elected to council, and our current co-chairs are Billy Gordon from Lake Effect and Port Credit and Paul Johnson, a town planner. Michael?
Thank you, Brian. Good morning, Madam Mayor, members of council. Good to see you. Our vision. Our committee was really fixated on the idea of a continuous waterfront. We have 22 kilometers of potential linked waterfront, and we wanted to be able to celebrate that for all of Mississauga. It was an asset that, if done properly over the next generations, would be a Mississauga asset for the benefit of the public primarily. There was a great concern in our group that there would be the potential of over privatization of development would preclude public. So there's a great concern about moving forward without protecting public interest on the waterfront. We have a number of sites where we need to redevelop. We have brownfield sites. We have industrial utility sites. We have to establish environmental priorities as a first priority. It was very important that we adopt the concept of restoring. We want to restore water quality. We want to restore access to the waterfront. We want to restore visibility to the sky. We want to restore air quality. There's been too much, as the history of the waterfront has been one of a lack of quality, of air quality. So we want to bring these things back, restore them to what they were. And we want to preserve. We want to celebrate culture. We want to celebrate our natural heritage resources. We do have heritage properties along the river, so we want to use this as a way to celebrate our cultural master plan. And diversity. We want to meet the needs for a prosperous, living, and vibrant community and make it inclusive and not exclusive. It can't be seen as a place for the wealthy. It has to be seen as a place that invites all, of all means. This map was done to illustrate where we have circled in red are kind of nodes of where projects or focuses can be dealt with or can be analyzed. And right now, if we're looking at the very eastern edge, we know that Lakeview is going through an inspiration process, a design master plan process. But the blue lines, more importantly, represent places where the links or the continuity of access along the waterfront is broken. So those blue lines represent places where we should strive to reestablish links, so that there could be a continuous 22-kilometer waterfront trail or public access along the waterfront. That's currently broken by things such as Imperial Oil lands, the Petro-Canada lands, whatever they're called today, I believe it's another name. So there's a number, and there's private residences also that interrupt the trail. But the interesting thing about Inspiration Lakeview, which the council has, I think, rightfully chosen as the first focus, is that it can put in place 7 kilometers of this 22 kilometers. It can fix 7 kilometers of a waterfront trail within a very short time period. So this was seen as a very important focal point for our group. That's something where we can see immediate benefits within a matter of 1 or 2 years. We think we can begin to see improvements there. Thanks. So what's the big idea? What's the big idea? We have concluded that the best examples of publicly accessible and sustainable development are facilitated by a waterfront development corporation. I want to stress the A. It should be a single waterfront development corporation. We've seen other jurisdictions where there have actually been 3 or 4 competing corporations who all claimed the waterfront as their territory and had different goals. So we think that by establishing one now and having it as the preeminent and the single development corporation, we can create the leadership that's needed to balance the public and private interests on the waterfront. So what would that corporation do? We'd monitor the existing master plan. So for example, Inspiration Lakeview, we wanted the corporation to be formed quickly so that it could weigh in on the viability of that master plan. Again, the master plan could take on an overly, let's call it an overly public benefit, which may be a tax burden in the future. So we want to make sure that there's a balance, that there's private development that can make sure that the public access and benefits can be sustained financially into the future. So there's this idea of balance you're going to see in all of our points here. Public access is prime, but it has to be viable and it has to be sustainable financially. So there's this balancing act of allowing enough development to make sure that the benefits can happen. We saw in other jurisdictions that the benefits are not covered. For example, in Toronto, the restoration of the Don River is a gap in the financing. There's no money available for that through the development that they're doing. And some may criticize Toronto as maybe having too much private development. So again, that balance seems to be a little out of whack. We don't want to get there. We want to make sure we have balance there. The other thing the corporation would do would have the ability to acquire, control, or assemble the land necessary. It's very important to gain that control of land. We do not own a lot of land on the waterfront, but we could acquire it or we could enter partnerships where we gain a degree of control and may find ways of offering financial benefits to our partners, either through tax increment, financing, things like that. There's some new creative ways of kind of creating partnerships where the corporation could facilitate the financial progress or the financial reality that's needed to make these developments happen. The corporation has to manage others' lands, such as Ontario Power Generation, to ensure that viable outcomes for those landowners can be met within the plan goals. So again, those private owners obviously have an idea about what their land is worth, what the value is, but if we bring in overly, you know, if we say that your land's going to be a park, there has to be a mechanism to figure out how to manage their expectations, and it has to be a way that they get the benefit, the private benefit that they're assuming. Otherwise, there will be a collision course on this venture. And then simply, we want to always ensure that a balance of public benefit and private fairness is maintained, and we want to measure the success of each outcome. So we're going to do this in stages. But one of the really important ideas is that we get this done really quickly. And this slide shows that by putting a bridge in at one of the canal outlets, and it's hard to see here, but by simply putting in a simple bridge for a fairly limited cost, it could be done within the next year, we could have a kilometer and a half extension of the waterfront trail out to the tall ships. We call it the Tall Ships Pier, because that pier is a substantial deep water pier on the lake that could attract tourist boats, cruise ships, tall ship festivals. So a very simple mechanism like putting in a bridge and linking up an existing trail could provide access to that pier and automatically get us some focal benefits, very, very high profile benefits for our waterfront strategy. So how can you guys help? We need to establish the terms of reference for the formation of this corporation. We have to establish a funding strategy, and the idea here that it has to be small. We don't want to see a large bureaucracy. It has to be capable, and it has to be effective. So we've seen other bureaucracies grow to unmanageable sizes. We were inspired by Halifax's corporation that I think had only six staff people on it and have been very effective in creating development on their waterfront in downtown Halifax. We think that it's important you identify immediately this year for your budgets in 2012 that there's some seed money or some start money to get this thing rolling. So we'd ask that you try to find a way to do this in an incremental way so the numbers aren't huge. They come in every year we see a contribution so that we can grow this thing. We don't want it to be a behemoth that just attracts negative public interest. It's important that it gets done within 6 months. We think that within 6 months, if we're up and going, we can start to see benefits within a year to 2 years, actual projects in development. We have to initiate other planning studies. We've initiated, to your credit, you've initiated Inspiration Lakeview, which we think has been a great success and continues to be. But we can imagine that there'll be an Inspiration Port credit that will be required. So the role of planning and beginning to do these master plans for different sectors of the waterfront continues to be a very important role for council. We have to enter partnerships or gain ownership of key properties. So there's a role that we have to either find a way to give power to the corporation to enter agreements to purchase land or control land. So we need advice in that way to be able to make this thing fly. And as I said, we have to be able to implement our first groundbreaking within 2 years. Next step, we need a city staff recommendation on tasks and budgets. So we'd ask that staff might prepare council reports to establish what might be a workable budget for this coming year. We need an approval of a terms of reference for the corporation, inclusive of the budget. So we need to develop those very specific roles and responsibilities for the corporation. And negotiations and a seat at the table for the remainder of Inspiration Lakeview. This is important to do right away, to make sure that the outcomes of that study reflect the goals that we've established in our thinking about balance, the public benefit, the private viability, the sustainability environmentally. These are all things that have to be weighed and balanced, and even now in the study that's coming out. We'd hate to see the current study produce a kind of a strategy or development strategy that was fundamentally flawed because of not weighing one of those elements properly. And
so those are the five big ideas coming out of the summit. I apologize. Over, as I said, 1,500 people have been involved, four major summits, two small summits, over 25 people involved in the five different task forces. Thank you, Madam Mayor, for your serving as our honorary chair. Councillor Fonseca serves on our steering committee. Councillor Starr has been a member of our waterfront task force. So I think not only has council, but the city staff been actively represented at the table. And many of you have also come to our different summits, and I thank you very much for that. So to summarize, the five big ideas are, number one, a neighborhood development strategy, primarily focused at at-risk neighborhoods, bottom-up strategy. Number two, a diversity inclusion council and center of excellence. Number three, a Mississauga Innovation Leadership Alliance. Number four, a go-to innovation hub that would need some financial support from the city. And number five, a waterfront development corporation that would need to be funded by the city. So those are the five big ideas that have come out of our process, and thank you very much for the opportunity for us to review them with you. We're available for any questions you may have.
An excellent report, and I want to thank those that have been involved all these years in the summit. And one thing that is so exciting about the waterfront, that you've come up with a total waterfront plan, not individual projects, because that's really what we need, is a total water from one end to the other. It's just so exciting to see what could happen. Congratulations to you for a job well done, and fits in with our official plan, with our strategic plan, and sector. So I'm hoping today council will move it to staff for the action that you're to come back to us with a report on how we can proceed immediately with some of the steps that need to be taken and can be taken immediately. Councillor Tolby.
Hi, Brian. The first thing I'd like to do is really to thank you and Shelley in particular for this amazing amount of work and the great passion and the knowledge that you bring to all of these subjects. It's the last 2 years of being privileged to work with 35 what I would call exceptional citizens from all sectors across the city. It was a privilege just to sit there and engage in that conversation on the waterfront. So I just have to take my hats off to everybody that worked on this. I always say that, you know, this city would be, I don't know what we would do if we didn't have volunteers. We would never be able to come up with the money to fund this type of thing, and we have citizens coming here every week that just pour their heart and soul into this city. So we're all, everyone sitting around this table, we're just so, so grateful for the wonderful work you do. Just a couple of things. Some of the things in your slides, Michael, we actually have made some traction on since we were working on this a couple of years ago. The MOU actually covers the fairness piece for the OPG site, so I don't think we need to be particularly worried about that. And your slide with the coal pier, it said 1.5 kilometers, it's 1.5 miles. So from that spot in the parking lot to the end of the pier and back is 3 miles. So we could increase our waterfront by 3 miles and give the people a fantastic experience and a great place to get inspired. So I was really glad that you mentioned the Halifax the Halifax people, because when I was at the Federation Canadian Municipalities Conference, if I go to a conference, I book all my extra time with engineers and environmentalists and city planners, so that I'm always doing something when I'm at a conference. And I got to spend a lot of time with the Halifax Waterfront Development Corporation, and they certainly, they are a terrific model, because Waterfront Toronto has about 65 employees. Can you imagine that? The budget they must have just for planning staff, and the amount of time that they've taken to implement things because of the way their governance structure runs. The Halifax Waterfront Development Corporation is literally about 8 people in this, you know, this really cool little office that overlooks the harbor, and they are just so efficient. You know, they make money. They actually they've been making money for about 18 years now. Which is quite remarkable. So, so I would certainly, I would certainly move to, if staff could get us a report on, how we might do that, what the budget implications might be. I know that the Waterfront Task Force actually has drawn up some, we did do a terms of reference. We also set up a budget on that, and staff might be able to look at that and see, you know, how it may be, if there is some value to it for the city. So, you know, again, I just want to thank you all for the great work. I had most fun 2 years I've had in a long time. Thank you very much.
Councillor Starr.
I just want to compliment all the people that have been involved. I know there's been hundreds and thousands, I guess. And when you combine this with the strategic plan, what better direction do we have than to fulfill this particular mandate? We have to make that a mandate, by the way. It has to be action now. Too many times, I think, municipalities and governments do reports, and they do that great report, and then what they do is they put it on the shelf. And I'm going to be one person that, we don't want to do that. Madam Mayor remembers the transportation report we did with the Board of Trade nearly 20 years ago, and we said we're going to have gridlock, we're going to have problems, anyway, that report, with 250 people attending a summit there from all over southern Ontario and northern United States, that report was put on the shelf, and because there was no action taken. And I really think that this report, because it's so complete, it's so good, that we have to do it. And now I look forward to the fact that we have to get the business plan together. We have to get the staff report. We have to find out what the financial implications are, because it's not going to be cheap. And so we have to have a good business plan to justify whatever we're going to be doing in the future. The ideas that the groups have come forward with, they're professional, they're succinct. There's a plan of action, I think, that's within all the documents, and that's so important. There's just not a lot of, ideas without substance. We have a lot of substance here, and I think it's time to move on with this. And the other part that I think, Michael, you mentioned about examples of other areas, we can plagiarize, because we can take some of these good ideas, but we also have to look at the bad ones, because it's just like good and bad businesses. Why did a business fail? Why did a waterfront not perform, etc.? And I think that's been well said already. And I think the waterfront, that's only one component. I mean, we have the jobs, and I'm glad the education part of it was brought forward. Very, very important, especially now, since it's 70% require post-secondary education to do something in this world. So, we've recognized a lot of areas, and I think it's one of the best reports I've ever I've ever had a part in, and it's one of the best reports written I've ever seen. And I look forward to the implementation, and the sooner the better, by the way. I think you're dead on. Let's move with it. Let's get our staff recommendations and the deliberations after that, because that'll take a little bit of time too. So congratulations, and look forward to it.
Thank you. If I could quickly respond, while yes, there's a financial implication, you don't have to be scared of it. Halifax or Calgary are both good examples of development corporations that are done with very slim staffs. And Waterloo, when they set up their accelerator center, put a head lease for 5 years for 50,000 square feet, and they only paid out some money on 1 year of that, and that was the spur to get everything else done. They've now opened up 3 accelerators. The second 2 are completely funded by private business. So, yes, there's a financial commitment, and yes, your staff has to do some work, but don't get scared away from it. I think there's a very frugal way that you could do this.
Thanks, Brian. I don't think any of us are going to be afraid of it. It's just a matter of placing it in perspective and seeing what the implications are. I think there's a lot of support for all of this that's gone on, because it's basically a completion of a cycle. As the city matures, we have to do something like this. Yeah. You know, we're in an age of maturation. We only have, 7% of our land mass left, and whatever we do have left, we have to work with and protect, and especially the waterfront. That's going to be our heritage for generations to come. We won't be here, but somebody will remember that. What about that report that was done 100 years ago? Look what happened. Look what we did. And I think that's what we have to offer. So, again, thank you very much.
Councillor Comey.
It's not too often you get to publicly congratulate and thank your spouse, so I'd like to do that, Brian. I think this is an incredible effort. Shelley, and as well to you and to all your team, I've witnessed firsthand, frankly, the thousands and thousands of, let's say, unpaid volunteer hours that your professional group has brought, and we thank you for the contribution that you've made to our city and to the strategic, or identifying those strategic issues, how the city can grow and benefit. I think you've highlighted the key areas. If I may, I'd like to consider myself someone who would like to take a role in economic development, so anything I can do to support you, I'm pleased to do. But if I may also apply on behalf of my ward for your neighborhood development strategy for Malton, it's a community that has specific needs, as you know. It's the port of entry for many newcomers to our great city. They need job creation, they need hope, inspiration, opportunity, and community safety issues are also strong there. So I'd like to be first on the list to apply for a neighborhood development strategy. Also, we had the benefit at the last council meeting of hearing about our international marketing strategy from our economic development office, and I wonder if that might be an area you may consider to go to in the future, in future summits. I've seen you grow from 100 people to now almost 500. You've done a fantastic job on a shoestring, and it's because of your commitment to our community that you've succeeded. So thank you so very much for all you've done.
They had a lot of financial support from the private sector, though, as well. The private sector really got behind this summit, the summits in a major way. Councillor Mullen.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor, and I can only echo my colleagues' remarks. To have that many people involved initially, I mean, we could never get people out for an official plan, and look what you were able to do is mind-boggling. Just a couple of comments and then a question. There were, I guess, a couple of that certainly I highlighted, and one was certainly the idea of complete communities. And I feel very, very strongly about this whole neighborhood development strategy. Complete communities are, in my view, essential, and we did a lot, I think, through the infrastructure funding to help move that along, and also what you have done as well. So I mean, complete communities, I believe, are so important to the city of Mississauga. The waterfront trail is probably one of our best assets from the public perspective. They come from everywhere in the city of Mississauga to the water, because the water offers so much. And the whole idea of 3 miles of an extension of a trail is incredible. I think we have criticized some parts of Toronto where they have lost opportunities. We have never done that at the city of Mississauga. We have always highlighted every opportunity to acquire land along the waterfront. And I guess that brings me to certainly the area that I represent, which is on the water as well. The Fusion Center, which I think some people forget about, has a tremendous potential. We are putting some money into it this year, but I don't even think all members of council have visited the Fusion Center. It's been gated and locked up because we haven't really had a plan for it. So I hope that that down the road is going to be part, as the mayor said, it should be all of the waterfront, not one just particular component. And we've just redeveloped Lakeside Park as well. And there are opportunities on that side to connect to the Fusion Center. And I don't know what the vision for the Fusion Center is, but I mean, I believe the opportunities are second to none. I'm glad the educational component is there. I have to say that it saddens me to see so many of our young people leaving because there are no jobs here in our province. and we keep losing them year after year, so that has to be looked at, and so I certainly support where you're going. So I can only thank you for your accomplishments. You've actually taken something, zeroed in on five big ideas, and we're seeing some movement and tremendous potential, so thank you very much.
Thank you. One quick comment on the waterfront. There's no question the waterfront task force was very interested in the whole waterfront, but also the rivers, going up the rivers into the city. And that was a very strong point of view that came out of the waterfront task force, not just focused on Lakeview, but the whole waterfront and the rivers too.
Councillor Fun, second.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And I just wanted to echo my colleagues in thanking you for the thousands of hours of volunteer work that you have put in. And I think there's one word that's come up today, one word that I can think of, but also at the summit, and it would be connecting. It's so important, and that was a theme that ran through all of the workshops, and that people were bringing forward, connecting people, connecting resources, and also connecting business is so important. And just touching on the neighborhood big idea, I think focusing in on, and we've talked about this at the table here, is that focusing in on what resources are already there and what local leaders are already there is extremely important. And it's just a matter, again, of connecting them either to other people or to resources. And one other thing that Uli spoke to today is training for the jobs of tomorrow. That's come up time and time again here in the last couple of weeks. And I think it was great to see so many youth and businesses out at the summit who spoke to the fact that we really need to be thinking about that in terms of what are the skill sets, what can we bring to the table to keep, as Councillor Mullen was saying, youth here, but also those that are currently working here in businesses that are here to retrain people so that they continue to want to stay in Mississauga. So thank you very much.
One thing the summit did and what the task force did, it took all the many ideas that came forward and consolidated them and then came up with the five big ideas. So often we get such a slew of ideas that you don't know which ones to deal with. And what is so wonderful about the summit, they took all the many ideas on the waterfront, on the job creation, everything, put it together and picked out five big ideas that can be, that we can get our teeth into and do something about. That is what's so so wonderful about it. And so I agree with Councillor Fonseca. She sits on the committee, and I can assure you the thousands of hours that have been put in free of charge to the taxpayers of Mississauga. And any cost of the summit, etc., they went out and got the funds to sponsor. Just a miracle. And so we've got such a great future, such a positive future, to get the negativity out of this great city would be so wonderful, because we have such wonderful things to implement, and we just need people behind it. And you folks have done a great job of getting people behind the summit. Saturday morning, or this week, John Tory brought together all the mayors and the regional chairs of the GTA, because their civic action group was the outcome of their summit. And they have taken on even more major roles than our summit has done. And what he is trying to deal with is getting us involved in economic development and transportation. How can we work together in the GTA? Not Mississauga as a separate unit, all working together to benefit the GTA in regard to the congestion that is seriously affecting now and will continue to increase our economic development and therefore the creation of jobs, etc. So there's a lot of work being done out there, and you folks, we organized the summit. You organized the summit in Mississauga, but you didn't drop it, as Ron's Councillor Starr said. You didn't go on the shelf. You took action on it. You've now thrown it back to us. Now it's up to us to deal with your recommendations, and I hope there's a motion to refer to staff to bring back how do we put these things into action. And some can be done immediately, some are going to take some time, some is going to involve funding, and that is, we're going to have to deal with it in our 212 budget, but we better deal with it. It is just a plan. It's a roadmap for the future of this great city. Let's go for it. And thank you. I just know all the many hours that all of you have put in on behalf of the taxpayers of Mississauga. Now it's up to us to move forward with many. Some we are moving forward on the Innovation Center, as you know. We're moving forward. We're moving forward, making our city a global city with our economic strategic plan. And of course, we have our overall strategic plan that this fits into just perfectly. My, what a day for Mississauga. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And if I could just add two quick points. So the Mississauga Summit is working with Civic Action, and there's actually representatives from the Mississauga Summit Steering Committee on the Civic Action Steering Committee, so we're collaborating regionally. And secondly, one of the big ideas we didn't even need to bring forward because it's already been implemented, and that's the community door. Winston Meyer brought that idea to the Human Services Task Force, and it was implemented in the spring of this year, so we didn't even need to bring it forward. No. So thank you for your support.
Yeah, that's one thing that has already happened. Have you visited the community door at the Sussex Center, where all the agencies are together, and the United Way played a major role in and under the direction and leadership of Shelley White. You know, we're starting to make great progress in working together, connecting, as Councillor Fonseca says, connecting all the agencies and all the great groups that are out there to make things happen. And they are happening, is what you're saying, Shelley. They are happening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Move. Referral to the staff, Councillor Starr, seconded by Councillor Crombie. Referred to staff for report back promptly on some issues and especially on the budget.
Yeah, and Madam Mayor, we have been looking at this because obviously we know this has been coming. So on the ones where we feel that there is a request for the city to provide funding, we'll certainly set a target to have a report to you prior to the finalization of the 212 budget, so that you can consider it as part of that. On the Development Corporation piece, I think we will probably target early 2012. There is a fair bit of work that has to be done. As they say, the devil is in the details. And so we do want to research best good and bad practices. I think Councillor Starr has made a very good point, and then bring forward the options for council, because again, there isn't one model that we have to look at different models and then understand the benefits and challenges of each. But we'll do the very best we can on that. We want to make sure that's a thorough report. So that one would be early January in our view.
Very good. And I've heard about this Halifax one so often that I hope you will really dig into the Halifax waterfront.
That's, yeah,
that's come up constantly. All in favor? Thank you.